107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. We've got more shows opening. Lots more to come with Stratford Festival, and we have Ann Swerdfeger on the line. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning, Jamie.
Oh my gosh, we've got more shows opening. Is that right?
We do. Oh. We have another show opening on Saturday. Wendy and Peter Pan, the family show this year. So I'm looking forward to going to that and seeing all the kids out for opening afternoon.
I think so. And as we've mentioned before, this was one of the, maybe perhaps one of the final shows that was kind of pre-pandemic, but now takes to the stage finally.
That's right. We were supposed to have this beautiful show in 2020, and here it is 2024, and we're finally getting to present it. Things are coming back together. Ticket sales are, you know, coming along again, and people are getting over the fact that we had to cancel theater for more than a year, and this should just about sum up everything that we didn't get to present in 2020.
Fantastic. So Wendy and Peter Pan opens this weekend.
Yes, so that's on Saturday. And at the same time, that takes us to 7 of our 12 shows open, which means the rest are now in rehearsal. And we just went into first rehearsals for Salesman in China, Get That Hope, and London Assurance. And then The Goat, or Who is Sylvia, has started rehearsals a few weeks ago. So we are trundling along in full swing over at the festival. Everybody is working on everything that they're going to work on this year.
Oh, absolutely. And again, the rave reviews for so many of the shows, including Something Rotten and Lacage. And it's interesting, Ann, when we were chatting earlier with folks not familiar with Something Rotten, boy, people are grabbing tickets for this show.
They really are. I was talking to somebody yesterday who had helped us out with one of the stunts for the opening night red carpet, and he said he went purposely not knowing anything about the show, couldn't believe how funny it was. It's so excited coming back again. I haven't met anyone who has seen it that isn't returning or has already returned for a second or in some cases a third time to see it, myself included. My son's visiting at the moment, so I can't wait because that means I get to go see that show again.
Yeah.
And Lacage too. I want to see them both multiple times.
And that's the beauty, I really do think, of a Stratford Festival. For folks that might not have been previously familiar with those shows, Something Rotten and Lacage, but when it's in the hands of Stratford Festival, you know it's going to be a smash hit.
They're just such glorious, big productions. But yes, we have all the beautiful costumes, and we have all the, you know, the size and the scope that you don't get anywhere else, and the incredible talent of the company of actors that we have here is just out of this world. Again, I see all the comments on Facebook and social media saying, you know, better than Broadway. I can't believe I've seen the show, but I've never seen it like this before. And, of course, coming back.
That's what it's all about right there. And we're back to more big farm events, certainly now for the month of June.
Yeah, we have Pride Week at the Forum, so lots of events. I know we talked about that a week or so ago, and that caps off with a funny forum with Maggie Casella. We've got a couple of serious events about the body politic, a history of queer news. Kinley Mockery's coming to talk with her parents, Colin Mockery and Deb McGrath, about trans families. And Lemon, from Canada's Drag Race, is going to be here showing us how she prepares. Putting on makeup to do a drag performance is a huge thing, and all of the preparation that goes into that. So that's going to be a really good event. And then the Broadway sing-along on June 16 with Franca from Marie's Crisis in New York City is going to be awfully fun, and I have to buy my tickets for that myself.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
That's going to be terrific.
And then we have The Guardian here. Chris Wigan from The Guardian is going to be here. So June 22nd and 23rd, he's doing a couple of forum events for us. He's going to speak to Patrick Marber, who wrote this adaptation of Hedda Gabler for us, and he'll talk also with Sarah Topham about being in that production. And he's also going to talk to Sam White about Romeo and Juliet.
Wow.
So we've got some really wonderful events coming up in this month of June.
Yeah, it is a busy time. More shows opening, more shows in rehearsal, and Forum events, Me and Forum events, well underway. This
yeah,
is exciting.
It's such a pleasure to see how many local people come out to these Forum events. You can get an education, a university education practically, just from attending these events. I know so many people who retire to Stratford or who, like me, have always lived here, just love these events, love to get out to them, and a great place to meet and greet with your neighbors as well.
Yeah, it really presents the complete package with Stratford Festival. You enjoy the shows, and then you get sort of behind-the-scenes look, if you will, or a different perspective on things. Yeah, it's a whole package.
Yeah, it's really really informative, interesting, engaging. You walk away feeling like you've spent a really good hour or hour and a half.
For sure. Again, you can engage and get those tickets for Stratford Festival. Stratfordfestival.ca is the website for all of the details. Anne Swerdfeger, thanks again, Anne, for your time.
Great to talk to you, Jamie. Thanks.